I'm sitting in a hospital waiting room with a family that's not my own. I'm not even really sure what I'm doing there. I've been working at Ullman House, which is a free housing facility for young adults with cancer. And it's in my job description to be a support system for those folks, but nowhere in my training did it lay out how to prepare someone for the worst moment of their life. I'm sitting with a family as they prepare to make the decision to take their daughter off life support. And I'm 24 at the time, and I am wildly unfamiliar with this level of tragedy. I look to my right at the mother, Mary, who I have spent so many mornings chatting and laughing and sharing meals with, and my heart breaks for the tragedy that she is about to feel. I look down at her hands, and I see she's holding a tiny elephant figurine that I've given her. I had gotten that figurine a few months before. I had lost a dear friend of mine to cancer, and as I was trying to process that grief, I was walking down the street in Baltimore City, and I saw a bracelet in a storefront that said, "Nevertheless, she persisted," and that was one of my friend Crystal's favorite quotes. So I went into the store and I bought it, and in chatting with the woman who was working there, I told her about Crystal, and she smiled, and she reached under the desk and grabbed an elephant and gave it to me. And she said, "This will give you comfort in your grief." So that morning, before I went into the hospital to be with their family, I found the little elephant, and I felt like I could give it to Mary, and I gave it to her, and I said, "When it all feels like too much, and I know it will, you can hold this and you'll find a little bit of comfort." And giving that to her felt a little bit like I was kind of passing on this legacy that my friend Crystal had left. She was a fierce advocate for young adult cancer and also for medical marijuana, but that's unrelated. And so I had this idea as I was looking at the elephant in her hands that maybe I could turn the grief that I was feeling and turn the sorrow that surrounds cancer and tragedy into something where I could create something that would allow Crystal to help young adults after she's gone. So I had this idea that I was going to fundraise $10,000 to support Ullman House, and that I was going to get a giant yellow cowbell that they could hang at Ullman House, that the patients who were staying there and the families could ring the bell to celebrate whatever milestone was important to them. If that was finishing chemo, if that was getting to go home, whatever it was, they could celebrate. And I felt like that would give Crystal this legacy where people would know her name, and not only that, but she would get to celebrate with them. And I think that losing my friend who meant so much to me, and also working in a space where there are these people who are your age, whose lives are utterly halted, it changed the way that I thought about how I wanted to proceed in my life. You know, I had the stark realization over and over of just the limited quantity of years that we have, and the only thing that made sense to me was to try and fill those years with as much joy as humanly possible. And so what that meant for me was doing the things that I wanted to. And what I had always wanted to do was to thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. I wanted to walk from Georgia to Maine, 2,200 miles, and become a thru-hiker. And when I was 10 years old, my grandma took me up Bear Mountain in New York, which is on the Appalachian Trail, or the AT, as we call it. And I don't remember a ton about that hike, but I remember she taught me how to poop in the woods, and I have used it many times since. And I remember the photo that she took of me. It hung on her fridge for years to come. It was a little version of me in my light-up sneakers with my arms outstretched on top of Bear Mountain, looking empowered and looking confident and loving being outside. And everything in me has always known that I would be back to that trail at some point. But it took Crystal passing away to really ignite that desire to do it now. Because why wouldn't I do it now? I don't know how much longer I'll be able to. So that was really a big push to get me underneath that arch in Amicalola Falls. And on March 14th, 2021, I took my first steps on the Appalachian Trail. I took them alone, and I took them scared out of my mind. But I took them. And I think that when I think about my thru hike, part of that big leap of faith was those first big steps because it was so scary. But really, the thing about thru hiking is that every day it's a little bit of a leap of faith. You have to wake up with the knowledge that your feet are going to hurt and you're going to be hungry and you're going to smell really, really bad. But also with the understanding that you are going to keep moving forward and that there's still so many good things ahead. And there is a saying in the thru-hiking world that you can split a long trail into three sections. The first third, the challenges are going to be physical. The second third, the challenges are going to be mental. And the third, spiritual. I will also say, from experience, they're also financial. You're not working for 6 months. And probably a little bit nutritional, but that's neither here nor there. So I am deep into my mental third, and I have recently entered the hellscape that is Pennsylvania. If anyone is not familiar with the Appalachian Trail in Pennsylvania, I would recommend not becoming familiar with it. It is hot, it is rocky, it's kind of stinky, and that is you, but like, it's still the state. I would rather eat my left toe than ever walk through Pennsylvania again. No disrespect to that state, but actually disrespect to that state. I changed my mind. But so I am really struggling, and I am about halfway through the trail, but it feels like I've been out there for so long, and I still have a whole half of the trail to go. And I'm also just kind of losing sight of why I'm doing it. You know, it's my feet are hurting. I just want a cheeseburger, and all I have is ramen noodles. And I'm missing the luxuries of everyday life, and I'm really missing home. And there was a day where I got to a shelter. It was like 98 degrees, and I was by myself, and I was feeling so lonely. And I was thinking about that little girl with the light-up sneakers, and I was like, okay, she can go fuck herself. Like, why did this have to be the lifelong dream? Couldn't it be, like, owning a horse or something that would require just like substantially less effort? But what are you gonna do? So a good friend of mine who I know from the Omen House, Jim Buckley, reached out and asked if he could meet me on the trail and give me snacks, which is called trail magic in the trail world. And so I meet him at this little pull-off in Pennsylvania, and he gives me a hug, and him and his wife give me snacks, and I tell him, I'm like, I don't know why, if I'm chasing the joy, I don't know where the joy is. And I just don't really know what I'm doing out here. And Jim Buckley is a multiple-time cancer survivor and is just one of the kindest and most incredible human beings I've ever met, and has been a fierce ally to the young adult cancer community. And he looks at me, and with tears in his eyes, he says, you have to finish. You're doing this for all of us. And it was like a switch. And all of a sudden, it was this reminder that I'm not just doing it for me. I am doing it for the little girl in the light-up sneakers, but I'm also doing it for Crystal. I'm doing it for all the people who I met at Omen House. And also, it is a fucking privilege to be able to prioritize joy in your life. And there are so many people who don't have that. And through hiking and being outside and having 6 months to allot to something that means so much to you is a gift. And every step is a gift. Even if that gift takes you through Pennsylvania. That's part of it. So what I started doing is I started writing names on my arm of the people who inspired me, the people who raised me, the people who I had seen overcome really big challenges. And every time I would want to quit, every time mosquitoes would bite me in every crevice, I would look down at my arm and remember that I couldn't stop. I had to keep going because there were good things ahead. And that even though it did suck in the moment, there were still things that I needed to work for. And I needed to do it for all the people who I was hiking with. And so in late September of 2021, I hiked my last peak in the 100-mile wilderness before I was going to reach Katahdin. Katahdin is the northern terminus of the AT. The numbers were dwindling of the miles I had left until I was done, and this was the last time I was going to be above 3,000 feet before I reached the finish line. And I was sitting up top, and I was looking out at this perfect view of Katahdin, this goal that I had been thinking of every day for 6 months, and really every day since I was 10 years old. And I checked my phone to see if I had service, and I did. And I got a notification that someone had donated, and I had officially hit my fundraising goal of $15,000 to support the Omen House. And it was this surreal moment where I had reached this giant goal, and this other goal was in arm's reach, and I felt so unwaveringly proud, and I felt Crystal with me, and I felt all the people who I had been writing their names on my arms, and I thought about Mary, and I thought about that little girl in the light-up sneakers, and a few days later, I was standing on that weathered sign on top of Katahdin with Crystal's name written on my arm, and I knew that every last one of those 2,193.1 miles was for her. And a few days later, I was back in Baltimore, and I got the honor of having Crystal's family fly in, and our friends and our close teammates come in, and we got to ring that giant yellow cowbell for Crystal. And I was looking around, and I was thinking about these giant goals that I had accomplished, and I was so proud, and I felt Crystal in all of them. And then I thought about all of the grief and the sorrow and all the chaos that's in this world, and it was just this reminder that there always is going to be good things ahead. Thank you.